اللهم قوني فيه على إقامة أمري، وأذقني فيه حلاوة ذكري، وأوزعني فيه لأداء نذرك بكرمك، واحفظني فيه بحفظك وسترك يا أبصر الناظرين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Day number 4 already of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic for today, taken from Ramadan reflections, is the sweetness in the remembrance of Allah. Now, to begin this discussion, let us reflect on chapter 59, Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 21, in which Allah most beautifully says, "Indeed, it is through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts are put at ease." This very short verse, which only takes up 5 words in the Arabic language, it really should be the ethos and the slogan for a Muslim, for a believer, that it is through the remembrance of Allah that our hearts are put at ease. You know, we look at the world that we live in today, and people are searching for tranquility, for harmony. They're searching for solace, they're searching for contentment, and they can't find it in the shopping centers, in the malls. They can't find it at the bottom of a bottle. They can't find it in long vacations to exotic destinations. And people have tried medication and so many things to be in that state of spiritual happiness and bliss and contentment. But Allah tells us that, yes, you may have medical issues which you need to seek from the experts, but ultimately, true happiness comes from the remembrance of Allah. And the sweetness of the remembrance of Allah is where we find that contentment and peace of mind. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has told us in a saying, he says that through the remembrance of Allah, the spiritual hearts are enlivened. The heart of the individual, our spiritual heart, is given life, is given vivacity through the remembrance of Allah. Again, we are searching and people are searching for this spiritual happiness in so many different corners of the world today, and they realize they cannot find it wherever they look. And therefore, we need to turn our attention wholeheartedly towards Allah and to submit to Him and to realize that the remembrance of Allah will give us that true satisfaction and contentment within our lives. We end with a beautiful supplication from the fourth Imam, Imam Ali Ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen, peace be upon him, in which he has spoken about the sweetness in the remembrance of Allah in these words. And he says, "My God, were it not incumbent to accept your command, I would declare you far too exalted for me to ever remember you. My God, inspire us with your remembrance when we are alone and in the gatherings, by night and by day, in public and in secret, in prosperity and in adversity, and give us the desire to engage in your remembrance in secret. I pray for forgiveness from you for every pleasure which is not in your remembrance." So brothers and sisters, this should be one of our goals in this blessed month of Ramadan, is to refocus our energies on the remembrance of Allah and to realize that true contentment, true happiness, true spiritual fulfillment only lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.